Speaking of the Your Story drinking game, which was invented by our next speaker, it's on the sports. What month is that? November?
I think it's own post.
November. What, sorry?
I think it's its own post.
It is its own post, but I think it's also on the November podcast. Anyway, Sawyer Heppies.
Guys, I had a couple different options I was going to go through. I decided there's one that won't, the other ones won't be able to top it. I considered doing, the justice system at an elementary, like, K through 8th grade Catholic school. I'd also considered telling stories of my run-ins with Johnny Law. But I figured the best was to go with my friend who will codename Schmitty. Just to give you an idea of the kind of guy that Schmitty was, he was what you would call a super-duper senior. You had super seniors who stayed an extra year, and then you had super-duper seniors who, I guess, were getting their doctorate in theater. The only logical explanation I have for why it took him so long to get a theater degree. Give you an idea of this guy. He was the person that got me drunk for the first time. Went to a dry campus, so I thought that would never happen. the Sesame Street image faded very quickly. And he would dress up as a pirate and go to parties. No one asked him to. And he brought his own sword. I'm getting prepared. It was my 22nd birthday, second year in a row, I bought the keg. I didn't really understand how birthdays worked. And it was Yingling, too. I didn't even buy the cheap. I love that. That got applause. That's a foreign concept, by the way, at certain bars out here. They're like, I don't know what that ching-a-chong beer is. Alabama, where your mind. Anyways, through the course of the evening, it was an SNL themed party, so costumes were acceptable. I was well off, as you'd imagine, by the end of my birthday. We go back, I'm sloppy, everyone's dragging me around and stuff, and making sure I'm just like in the home, all right. No verge of vomiting, I'm cool. Chafee, that's his other code name. was busy most of the night telling people about his four movie ideas. Most of them I don't remember, but one of them, he's an accidental assassin. And so the thing is, he's a man who was older than everyone else that was taking care of him, but we're told to be responsible for everything he does, which is a huge weight on your shoulder. And I passed out immediately on the couch in our common room. They offered my bed. I was kind of mad in post because I did not know. I did not approve of this offer. They said, Chafee can go up. Schmitty can go up and lay in my bed. It doesn't matter at this point. Is welcome to that. Couldn't get him to sleep. Everyone was burnt out, tired, whether drunk or just exhausted. They set him up with the hookah that one of my roommates had. We're like, that'll keep him occupied. Very much like a child with a bedtime story or maybe a TV show. He's good to go. We wake up the next morning. He's gone. Didn't have a car, so he's fine. We just figured, I guess he left. It's fine. He's an adult. He can get home. We're at breakfast, enjoying and recapping the events of the night before. We get a call from his girlfriend. She says, "Where's Schmitty?" I don't know. I assume you know you're his girlfriend. She's like, "All right, fine," and just hangs up the phone. And we're all me like, how does one find a Schmitty? We don't even know where to begin looking. So we're, like, talking about it, like, I don't even know where to begin searching or anything. We're just kind of like, it's not really our problem. He's an adult. We get a call a little bit later. Don't worry, he was at church. Yeah, that's what he thought. Leaving him alone with the hookah at 4 a.m., he's like, oh, shoot, church is tomorrow. I'm gonna get up early and make it over there. So, like, all right. We're on the way back to Richmond to drop off one of my friends who came out to join us. I get a call from him, driving the car, and he's like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, good, Schmitty, good to hear you're alive. He's like, yeah, I'm good, man, I'm good. Do you mind picking me up? Like, just to see where it went. Pick you up from where, buddy? He's like, I just kind of, they put me in the drunk tank last night. And I'm like, dude, I'm more than happy to pick you up, but we're already well on our way to Richmond, so you're going to be waiting around for a while. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, you're probably going to have to call your girlfriend. He's like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So a few weeks later, we're hanging out, and he's around the house, and he asks, he's like, hey, that machete that Mike has, was like, me just being very oblivious. Yeah, Walmart, he said he got a good deal on it. So he's like, yeah, cool, cool. And he makes a lot of movies, so, you know, maybe he needed a machete. We find out later, her friend Mike is rushing around the house. He's like, guys, have you seen my machete? Still not putting two and two together. A few weeks later, when we're partaking with hookah with him, he said, oh, yeah, you know that machete? So that night when you guys left me alone, I took it with me. And he stumbled across our dry campus, fell asleep beneath our golden geese fountain that we have on campus, was awoken by several police officers who took him in. And he's like, it's weird. When they gave me my list of stuff that I brought in with me, they didn't list the machete. And I said, you're not going to see that machete. And our favorite moment of that night is we figured that he just kind of looked around that night and saw it. He's like, oh, all right. Strapped it on and made his way across campus. And that's the Adventures of Schmitty.